Chairman Stephen Mayne, I am that external candidate, as I mentioned earlier. Just one quick question, I guess, for Carla, who is the, I guess, according to some institutional observers, the only truly independent director of Westfield Holdings, because she doesn't have a previous service arrangement or joint venture arrangement like, say, a BT does or a Fred Hilmer does. I'd just like to ask a couple of things. First, I guess, in corporate governance terms, the ideal structure of a board is that they have a majority of independent directors and that you don't have too many independent directors who have things like the service arrangements coming into the company. So you get true independent governance. Now, I guess I'd like to hear from Carla, if possible, about whether she feels it would be more appropriate if there was a majority of independent directors. And I guess a good example of need of having that is I guess, the Ken Hooper situation, which I think is a governance and a corporate practices issue. I'm interested in knowing whether Carla knew about that we'd engaged Ken Hooper at a number of sites to undertake what he did, or whether this was a management-driven thing only that never actually went to the board. And if that is the case, I guess I'd put that the board needs to be more vigilant on these things and the non-executive directors need to be really keeping an eye on the ethics and the corporate practices of the company. So if Carla could comment on that, that would be much appreciated. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mayne. But Mr. Mayne, you're wrong. The party has got some stores that her company leases from in the shopping center. But I just wanted to make the correction here, but it doesn't detract from her or any of the other independent directors making independent decisions and the correct decisions. And all I can say, I don't think we need Ms. Zampatti to tell us what you've heard from me. I seem to concur, and about it. Any other question to Ms. Zampatti's re-election?